You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar Yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org. A familiar tune from Gabriel Fauré and the Sicilian from the Suite Pelléas et Mélisande. We listen to the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. To start the noon hour on Kansas Public Radio, I'm Jeff Watson. Glad to be with you after a nice long weekend. And in this noon hour of music, we're enjoying Mozart, as well as Bach, covering many of the familiar classical music bases from Mozart, the 14th Piano Sonata, and then later, Capella Colonnesis, with the Second Orchestral Suite by Bach. That and much more still to come as the afternoon unfolds. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Chicago Blues Super Session, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Chicago's most seasoned blues artists in a complete blues festival, all in one show. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. We're joined next by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra with Swedish music from composer Lars-Erik Larsson. The 20th century Swedish composer, a student and later instructor at the Stockholm Conservatory, whose music was a great presence on Swedish radio through the 20s and 30s. From Larsson, here is a exquisite lyric fantasy for strings. Peter Sundqvist leads the Swedish Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. From Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsson, a lyric fantasy for orchestra, played by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, led by Peter Sundqvist, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:20, and still to come, music by Johann Sebastian Bach in the second half of the hour, when we bring you the Second Orchestral Suite. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge and Black Dolphin Lounge in Kansas City, featuring KC jazz musicians playing their original compositions. Information at greenladylounge.com. And the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org. The KU campus at the moment, 57 degrees. Temperature should be in the low 60s for this afternoon with sunny skies. Clear for this evening with a low of 40 and sunny with highs in the upper 50s for tomorrow. Next on KPR is pianist Mitsuko Uchida for music by Mozart. What we'll listen to is his 14th piano sonata, written around the year of 1784, October of 1784, and was in all likelihood a gift to the wife of Mozart's Viennese landlord. Piano sonata number 14 in C minor, Mitsuko Uchida with a performance on Kansas Public Radio. And the keyboard, pianist Mitsuko Uchida, and music by Mozart, 14th Piano Sonata in C minor, from 1784, on Kansas Public Radio. It is about 12:40, 20 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's fall, and that means it's just about time for KPR's annual Live Day, featuring classical performances throughout the day by musicians at our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. As part of Live Day, KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermegan will host a free concert at the library on Friday night, October 25th, at 7 p.m. All the details are there at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from the KU Natural History Museum. Home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. We're joined next by Hans Martin Linde, who is flutist and conductor of Kapelle Colonisis, for music by Bach and the Second Orchestral Suite, next on Kansas Public Radio. Orchestral Suite No. 2 in B minor, music by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by Kapelle Colonisis, led by flutist and conductor Hans Martin Linde, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1 p.m., and in just a moment, NPR News. After an update of headlines, classical music continues, and in the next hour, Van Cliburn takes the keyboard for the second piano sonata by Rachmaninoff. We've got that and much more on the way here on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. K210 CRN Atchison, 89.9. And K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5. As well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from was detected this summer. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one platform. Learn more at indeed.com/NPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Meditative orchestral creation from 19th century Norwegian composer Johan Halvorsen, friend and contemporary of Edvard Grieg, who was related to him by marriage. What we listened to was known as Andante Religioso. We heard the Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Bjarte Ingeset, on Kansas Public Radio, where we are indulging in some more classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you on a Monday afternoon. This hour will bring us in a bit to a recording of the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra with an orchestral suite, a tone poem from Jean Sibelius, which is comprised of musical motifs based on Finnish mythological figures. We've got Tapiola, or the Realm of Tapio, to enjoy a bit later here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. In the mood for some Rachmaninoff this Monday afternoon, and we're going to listen to one of his most famous creations for piano, the Second Piano Sonata, which Rachmaninoff wrote in 1913 while staying in Rome, in a house that had previously been used by Tchaikovsky. The 1913 version of this piano sonata was revised a few decades later by Rachmaninoff, who was never quite satisfied with how it turned out, and its final completed version from 1931 is presented for us next by pianist Van Cliburn, Rachmaninoff's Piano Sonata No. 2 in B-flat minor, next on Kansas Public Radio. And that applause for pianist Van Cliburn, taking us through the Second Piano Sonata by Sergei Rachmaninoff, first written in 1913, completed in 1931. The time is 1:38, and at the top of the hour, news from NPR, more classical music till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us for the classics on a Monday afternoon. Later on tonight at 7, Destiny has more music for you. Spooky music tonight at 7. A couple of riveting macabre dances alongside Shostakovich's eerie string quartet number 8. And then, Ave Maria to soothe your soul. Classical music with Destiny gets underway at 7 p.m. this evening from 8 to 9 tonight. Classics Live on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Herencia de Mexico on Saturday evening, October 26th. A new generation of mariachi takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu/mtc. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Next on KPR, we're with the St. Francisco Symphony, conducted by Herbert Blumstead IV, a tone poem written by Jean Sibelius in 1926, this one based on a figure from Finnish mythology known as Tapio, who was the mythological Finnish forest spirit god, the one who Finnish hunters used to pray for before a hunt. We'll listen to Tapiola next on Kansas Public Radio. Written in 1926, the tone poem Tapiola from Jean Sibelius, based on Finnish mythology, performed by the San Francisco Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m., and in a moment, NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour. English works to enjoy, such as a double partita for string orchestra, music by Ray Vaughan Williams, that and more still to come here on KPR.
At Morning Edition, with the news, weekdays on Morning Edition.
Morning Edition is each weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH in KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty on Thursday at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Live, you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Now there's a gorgeous tune from English composer Ernest Tomlinson called Gaelic Lullaby. In that recording, it was Tomlinson himself conducting the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. And this is Kansas Public Radio as classical music continues through this Monday afternoon until 3 p.m. And between now and then, we've got more English music for you when the London Symphony and conductor Bryden Thompson brings us something from the catalog of Ray Vaughan Williams' music, a not often heard partita for double string orchestra. We'll hear that along with a few variations for clarinet and piano, based on themes from an opera by Carl Maria von Weber. That's all just ahead on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival Friday, November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org. Next up is the London Chamber Orchestra and conductor Christopher Warren Green to hear music by Sir Edward Elgar, something that he wrote in 1905 for the newly formed at that time London Symphony Orchestra, who at that occasion had planned a concert of all music by Sir Edward Elgar. This is something that he wrote for that occasion to showcase the virtuosity of the London Symphony's string section, a multi-layered symphonic poem for string orchestra that is referred to as the Introduction and Allegro. Here's the London Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Sir Edward Elgar's Introduction and Allegro for String Orchestra from 1905, played today by the London Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Christopher Warren Green on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:22. The London Symphony Orchestra will be with us in a little over 10 minutes from now with some more English music from Ralph Vaughan Williams, a not-often-heard partita for a double string orchestra that's still to come here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering fun and learning for kids with programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Lila in the Loop, Eleanor Wonders Why, and Pinkalicious on the 24/7 Kids Channel 19.4. And the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphonic Band and University Band Wednesday, November 20th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Little chamber music for you next. Playing clarinet, James Campbell with pianist John York, with 7 variations on a theme from the opera Silvana, music by Carl Maria von Weber on KPR. Music by Carl Maria von Weber, 7 variations from his opera Silvana, played by James Campbell on clarinet and on piano John York on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:37, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, classical music continues with Destiny at 7 p.m. If you happen to be out and about and are looking for something to do at 7 this evening, you might check out the Topeka Festival Singers, performing tonight at White Concert Hall in Topeka with the concert known as Celebrate Our Heritage, with plenty of American vocal hymns and spirituals, plenty from Aaron Copland and Eric Whitaker. A wonderful evening of festival and song tonight with the Topeka Festival Singers at White Concert Hall at 7:30 p.m. Find out more about this evening's performance over at topekafestivalsingers.org. We're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's Live Day is going to be coming up in a few weeks on Friday night, October 25th, and we hope you can join us for a free evening concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermegan. It's an evening of spooky tales and tunes performed live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. That'll be on Friday night, October 25th at 7. The details are at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights and the chance to host a private party or special event in a secluded igloo at the zoo. Details and reservations at topekazoo.org. The London Symphony has something for you by Ralph Vaughan Williams next. Music that he started writing in 1938 as a bit of chamber music, a double trio, but over the course of the next decade expanded it for full orchestra. He calls this the Partita for Double String Orchestra. Bryden Thompson will lead the London Symphony on KPR. The Partita for Double String Orchestra by Ralph Vaughan Williams, played by the London Symphony, led by Bryden Thompson, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 3 p.m. and almost time for All Things Considered from NPR News, followed by more classical music with Destiny tonight at 7. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for tuning in for classical music on a Monday afternoon. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
and we were the last to get